Here we go. My name's Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 126 of the world-famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Welcome back, my friends. I hope you're doing well. It's hot here. I don't want to open every episode up with a weather report. But it is, I mean, this is like apocalyptic. This is something. I mean, yesterday was the hottest day that I can remember since Las Vegas. Since we're in Las Vegas, whenever that was. Was it last year, year before? I don't know. It all runs together on me. I don't know what the hell's going on. Anyway, when we were there, in the not too distant past, it was so hot every day. You'd be out and about doing all your stuff. Come back to your hotel. We'd have the air conditioner set at like 58 degrees or some ridiculous. I mean, it was like a meat locker in there. And we walk in there, and you'd just be like, by the time the day was over, or you take that little before dinner. You go in there for a rest, a little freshening up, and you're like a spent husk. There's like no, all the moisture's been leached out of you, just like a potato chip, just a giant potato chip, flopped in a chair, and every day was like that. And we're in Ubers and Lyfts and all that crap the whole time we were there. We were talking to the drivers. I always like to talk to drivers when I'm in the Uber. I like to get their stories. I'm interested in that kind of stuff. And this woman, she said she was a cop. Is that allowed? She said she's a Las Vegas police person. And she drives Uber on the side. I don't know. Seems weird. But anyway, she said we're like bitching about the heat, of course. And she goes, "This is a cool day." I love how people do that. Now, I said, "You think this is hot? You ain't seen nothing, mister. This is like, it's like 108 or something." We're out at that, what's that thing called? The Neon Museum. It's an outdoor thing where they had all these old signs off of old casinos. They're just piled up in this. They got them like, it looks like they're just piled up like a junkyard. But they're strategically placed, curated, and whatnot. And you just walk between them, and there's some cool ones. Some of them date back to the 1930s. Very cool. I mean, that was one of the most memorable things. But it was so incredibly, impossibly hot that day. I mean, and then we're riding back to the hotel, and she's like, "You think this is hot?" It's like, oh my God, give it a rest, sister. All right. So anyway, I'm tired of this. I'm ready for the ducks. As soon as you see the ducks flying in a V, are they ducks? I don't know. What do I know? What am I, some kind of expert on fowl? Am I some kind of fowl expert? I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. Those birds that fly in a V, that signal a change of seasons. Man, I'm looking for them. I need to hear that quacking, that overhead quacking. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for fall. This is bullshit. This summer sucks it. And when I say it, I'm talking about the dick. All right. Anyway, I hope you guys are doing well. I have a few quick things here before we get started. Remember a while back, I told you I subscribed to this thing called Readly. And it was like a British-based app. You pay like $9.99 a month, and you gain access to like hundreds and hundreds of like magazines. And you can read them on your tablet. You just pay that $9.99 a month, and then you can read whatever magazines you want in whatever quantity. And they have all these British music magazines, including my favorite Q magazine. Super excited about that. There's others on there too. Uncut, Mojo. They're all similar, but I was always fond of that one called Q. All right, so I was super excited. I finally am able, because the thing costs, like, if you go to the store to buy, like, if you go to a newsstand to buy an issue of Q magazine, it's a British, it's out of England. That thing, and I'm not kidding, costs like $15 for just an issue of a magazine. $15. It's like, what the? I'm not paying that. What do you think, I'm an idiot or something? I mean, I love it, but I'm not paying $15 for a magazine. So, you know, suddenly I got access to it, you know, for $9.99 and a whole bunch of other magazines on top of it. I always liked magazines, so I was excited about that Readly. All right, so that was like 2 months ago. Well, I was scrolling through Instagram today, and Q Magazine, going out of business. Like, I guess they found out that, you know, they found out that I was in, you know, I've finally figured out a way to read it. And they said, well, we're going to have to close down now. You know, this guy in Scranton, Pennsylvania, you know, he's been wanting to read us monthly for years and years. And he's not unwilling to pay $15 a month. And but now he's figured out a way to do it. And we have no option but to close down. I don't know. I feel like I might not have had anything to do with it, but I don't know. Anyway, how's that for a kick to the crotch? You know, you finally get access to this thing that you've been wanting for a long time, and they close the doors. I think they've been around since for 30 some years. Ugh, that sucks. I could still look at the Mojo. I could still look at the Uncut. There's still a lot of good stuff on there. I'm gonna hang on to it for a while. You know what they have on there? Playboy. Have you looked at this thing lately? I don't know what the hell's going on. Are they still in existence? I mean, what is that? I mean, I looked through there. I looked to the most recent issue on there. I don't even know what that is. Is that like a real magazine? Because it's not anything that I mean, I used to, of course. I mean, goes without saying. I used to look at it, you know. I used to read, well, I used to look at it. And, It's nothing like it used to be back in the 80s, 90s, you know, nothing. I don't know. I don't even recognize it. Sucks. No wonder they went out of business. Are they out of business? I don't know. Since I've had that thing, there hasn't been a new issue, so I don't know if they're still publishing. Anyway, I'm going to hang on to it for a while, see how it goes. And I might shit can it eventually. I don't know. We'll see. What else? Oh, I want to tell you about something that happened the other day. It's a little concerning. So I was in bed asleep. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning. And that's, you know, some people that's when, like for Tony, that'd be like, oh shit, I overslept. You know, it's 5 a.m. God, the day's half over, you know. For me, that's the middle of the night. I mean, that's the center of the night, you know. So I'm sleeping, you know, clear cutting timber up there, sawing logs, flopping, flailing. Just like whipping the covers. Tony's like, what happened? Tony says, it looks like you had a seizure in this bed. What do you do? It's like, I don't know. I just sleep. Whatever. I don't, you know, I'm not aware. But anyway, I was asleep and the smoke alarm started going off in the hallway right outside the bedroom. We have three of them in our house and the one right outside the bedroom was going off. And I was like, what the hell is going on? You know, like I never really woke up. I was like, I never really gained full consciousness. I was just like half asleep, just yelling, somebody make it stop, you know. And I was like bitching up a storm. What in the hell, you know. And it was like, just roll over and go right, you know, I wasn't even awake. I was half awake. Not really. And so the house could have been on fire. And all I'm doing is just laying in bed, just yelling, just like bitching about stuff. I don't know why it went off. It, you know, we recently changed the batteries on all of them. I don't know what happened. Actually, we bought new ones. That's what it was. We bought like a We went to a Home Depot or Lowe's and bought like a 3-pack of them and replaced all 3 of them. This one in the hall. In the hall. Is that from a SpongeBob? Anyway, the one out in the hall, that thing goes off. It goes off on a regular basis for no reason. There's something wrong with it. So that's an issue. I can't have that, you know. But the problem is, if I hear a smoke alarm going off in the middle of the night, I don't even get up. I just like lay there and like yell expletives, you know. So that's not good, man. I'm gonna be roasted alive, you know, one of these nights. God. Anyway, so that's concerning. Tony is like, "What in the hell?" She was like, "That thing was going off, and you're just in there yelling." I said, "I don't even remember hardly." You know, so I don't know. That's concerning. You know what another thing is? We complain to the kids. We tell the kids, you guys need to help out around the house. All right, so listen to this. This is, you know, I try to be as fair as I can be. But it's an uphill battle, all right? So we tell the kids, you guys, you know, there's 4 adults that live in this house. Me and your mother, and Tony's over there like, huh? So she insists I don't do jack shit. I'm like, and I'm always like, you know, for a guy that doesn't do anything, it feels like I'm pretty goddamn busy all the time. She was like, please, take a walk in my shoes, you know, that kind of stuff. But anyway, I said, me and your mother should not have to do everything that happens in this house. You guys need to chip in. You know, we give them these speeches every once in a while. You know, that just comes with the parenting thing. And the younger boy, he'll make some half-assed, and I mean half-assed attempt at pacifying us. The older boy just says, yeah, well, I'm sorry, you know, I'll do better. And then he doesn't do a damn thing, you know, nothing. Doesn't change his behavior whatsoever, you know. But at least the younger boy makes an attempt. You know what he does that he's trying to help out is, which irritates me. So I'm never satisfied, right? But he puts he empties the dishwasher sometimes, and he puts the coffee mugs away wrong. You know what I mean? I mean, I have a system. I'm the guy who empties the dishwasher. You know, so I have a system. Top shelf. It's like this. There's this cabinet right above our coffee maker. It's full of mugs. And there's a system to it. There's a tried and true, fully established system of which mugs go on which shelf. Because some of them Tony use, some of them I use. I mean, sometimes there's overlap, but, you know, there's a handful of mugs that only I use. There's a handful of mugs that only Tony uses. And then there's communals, you know. I mean, these aren't like, I mean, if I see somebody using one of my mugs, I mean, I'm not going to say anything. You know what happens, though? They go up in the boys' bedrooms and I never see them again. That pisses me off. But anyway, there's a system. It's an established system. The other day I opened that cabinet door and it was pure mug anarchy in there. It was just like, I was like gasping. I like gasped in horror. I took a step back like I was afraid of it or something. Like I couldn't believe it. I mean, I opened the door of the cabinet. I saw the anarchy in there. I clutched my chest in surprise and stepped back in horror of what I'm seeing in front of me. And then I proceeded to take every mug out of there and rearrange them, bring order back to my life. He had my mugs mixed in with Tony's mugs, the communal mugs up on the top shelf. It was like unbelievable. It's like, this cannot stand. You know, I was yelling, just like I was when I was laying in bed, you know, when the alarm was going off. He wasn't there. I mean, I wouldn't do it. I would not be so shitty as to criticize him to his face, but I did it. A lot of criticism behind his back. You know what I mean? was like, what in the living finger-snapping shit is going on here? And Tony's like, what is wrong? I said, look at this anarchy. So we can't have this. She goes, my God, you act like a lunatic. I said, look at this. I got my Ripley's Believe It or Not mug mixed in with the communals. I got my National Lampoon. I can't. What is going on? And she goes, why don't you just do it yourself? I said, yes, I would prefer. I would just prefer I do it myself. He was trying to help. I'm like, Well, it's creating more work for me because I just pulled every mug out of the cabinet and rearranged them all. She goes, well, that's because you're a lunatic, you know. There's no sympathy. There's absolutely no sympathy, but you can't have mug anarchy. And you know what else he does? Here we go. See, maybe I should just do it, you know. I would just prefer I do it. He can do other stuff. He can take the trash out. That's cool. He can do that all day long. The trash from the bathrooms, the trash from the kitchen. He can take that shit out all day long. He can vacuum, stuff like that. But emptying the dishwasher, that's my domain. And, you know, he's trying to help because we yelled at him. But another thing he does, now listen to this shit. All right, there's two different kinds of plates. Well, there's the big dinner plates. And then I don't know what the smaller, you know, there's a smaller plate. I don't know what they're called. I don't know, dessert plate or something. I don't know. It's too big. Like there's like a plate that some fancy people put underneath a coffee cup or something. I'm not talking about that. It's bigger than that, but not as big as a big dinner plate. You know, I don't know what it's called, but all right. So the big plates should be on the bottom stack, right? So they're stacked in the cabinet, right? He puts them like all willy, like there's some big ones on the bottom. There's a couple of small ones, another big one, you know, a small one, two big ones. Like they're interspersed. They're different sizes. Like what the? Like it makes my brain explode. Anyway. What else? I was going to tell you, I was watching something, or I heard about, or I read something, but you know, the great Regis Philbin. All right. He died recently, struck down in his prime at 88. He was one of those guys that everybody liked, you know. Nobody knew his politics. No, he had a little bit of edge to him to make it, you know, you never knew. I mean, I'm not saying he is edgy. This guy's not Louis C.K., but you know, there's a little bit of mischievousness, I should say, I guess. That's a good way to describe it, to make it interesting. And he just seemed like a likable. You don't know his politics. You don't know his, he never had an axe to grind. He never went on TV, you know, spewing some kind of like political crapola. You know, he's just a likable, just a very, you know, serviceable, just a good guy, just perfect for what, you know, just a host of a TV show or whatever he did. He used to do that, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? He was great on there, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't think they make guys like that anymore. Anyway, I was reading an article, and somebody said that he could make a story out of anything, or he could take any subject and turn it into a sort of a story, you know? And I was like, I think I do that too. Tony accuses me of that. She goes, why can you talk? You can talk about any subject. I'm no Regis. I mean, I'm not comparing myself to the great Regis. I'm just saying I have that thing too. I have a little bit of that too. And I was thinking about today, you know, I was going to the components of a chicken salad sandwich and go down item by item and see if I can make it semi-interesting. It's a challenge. I'm going to do it fast because I went long. We're already at 20 minutes and I got all kinds of stuff to, perhaps I shouldn't do this, but all right. So first is chicken. I like the chicken. You know, I like people criticize me for this, but I like just the white meat. I don't like that greasy dark meat, you know. People are like, you are a bumpkin, you know. That's dry, tasteless. The good stuff is the dark meat, that greasy, slimy stuff. That's where the flavor is. Well, I'll leave it for you. You can eat that stuff. It's got, I don't know, it's gross. I don't like it, you know. You can file a lawsuit, whatever. But so the best chicken salad sandwich is when you get the chunky white, you get the pieces of white chicken. And, you know, a rotisserie chicken, hopefully. You know, rotisserie chickens are awesome. I love those things. I mean, how many millions of chickens die a day? You know, you go to these, you see these places, these like bars that serve up chicken wings, which, by the way, bullshit. Chicken wings, utter bullshit. That's a ridiculous food. I don't know. People, it's one of those things you're supposed to love. Shove it. That's ridiculous. But anyway, you go to these bars where people are like scarfing that shit down, sucking it down, sucking the marrow out. Like it's just a thin, you know, just a thin bone at the end. Ugh, that is disgusting. I'm not kidding. But anyway, it's like how many birds have died a day? Like there's two wings, I guess. I don't know. Maybe they're growing them in laboratories. And they have this like, it's just like a caterpillar chicken. Where it's just like wings down this big long, this, you know, modified chicken torso. I don't know. It was like, well, how many chickens die a day to fuel this engine of chicken consumption? I like chicken, but I don't like it like that. I don't like it on the bone. I know. You can say, I know. I'm probably saying controversial stuff. I like a chicken sandwich at Wendy's. And I like the Chick-fil-A. You know what I don't like all that well is that Popeye's chicken sandwich. I know everybody says, oh, it's the best, you know, because that's one of those things you're supposed to say. There's a lot of monkey see, monkey do in this world. Anyway, that thing's a salt bomb. That Popeye's, man, you eat that thing and your heart's racing. There's so much sodium in that thing. God, no way. All right, Chick-fil-A, 1,000 times better than that salt bomb. All right, so anyway, you start with a big chunky white meat chicken. All right, the next item on the recipe, celery. How could that be controversial? I know a lot of people who hate celery. I love celery. It adds a crunch. Some people say it has no flavor. It's not true. It has a delightful flavor. And I'll eat celery all day long. Whenever I make a salad, which I do every weekend, generally. I load that thing up with celery. I like celery. Celery adds something to everything. I would put celery in my cornflakes or my Rice Krispies. If I'd do it. I haven't done it yet, but onion is next. Big fan of the onions. They have to be, I prefer them to be, like sweet onions. I don't like those white ones. They're a little bit, they usually have, they're too powerful. They're on the verge of becoming like garlic, those white ones. I like the more yellowish, the sweet onions. Yeah, some of those, like those Vidalias I was telling you about when I ordered those out of Georgia when we lived in California. Those are like, yeah, those are the pinnacle of the onion. So onion, I know a lot of people hate them. In fact, the older boy won't eat anything with onions in it. I said, are you serious? Onions are great. I won't eat them on a sandwich. Like when I'm getting ready to go to work, because I don't want to walk into the building smelling like an onion, you know. I don't like that. But I'll eat them. If I don't have any place to go, oh yeah, give me some onions. I like them in every configuration. I like grilled onions. Like when I go to Five Guys, they say, you want raw onions or grilled onions? I'm like, ooh, I like both. Maybe I should start ordering both. But I usually go with the grilled. I like the raw too. Although they chop them there. It's weird. Who puts chopped onions on a hamburger? Isn't that weird? Anyway, so onions, love onions. Can't go wrong. Salt and pepper. I mean, that's got to go on everything, right? I put that on everything. I like pepper. You gotta be careful with the salt though. When I was a little kid, I used to eat just salt. I just like pour a big mound of it in my hand and just like eat it. You know, salt makes everything taste better. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just I'm older. I don't know, but I can't stand. I don't like when something's just loaded up with salt, like lunch meat and stuff like that, or those crappy frozen meals, those Marie Callender's. They taste good, but then afterwards you're like, ah, God bless America. It's like a salt lick, you know? It's disgusting. So you got to be, some people go crazy with the salt. My dad, you should see the amount of salt he uses. The guy's like 80, pushing 80. The guy's like loading them up, baby. And I'm like, ugh, I can't stand it. Like that Popeye's chicken. I don't like it because it's loaded with salt. Just loaded up. KFC, anything you get there, it's just loaded with salt. I don't know. I don't like it. It makes my heart race, or it does something to me. You know, I can tell. I can feel it. I can feel that massive dose of salt in my system. It's not good. It makes you feel unhealthy. And last, bread. I'm not really a big bread guy. Some people have to have it with every meal. My dad, there you go. He, if there's no bread on the table, he's like, you know, unsatisfied. He's, you know, he's not a complainer like I am. But, you know, he wants it. Some people have to have it, but I don't like it. You know, especially when you get like a sub sandwich and it's all bready. It's like real bready. It's like 2/3 bread. You know what I mean? It's not, I don't like that. I mean, the bread, if it's good, if it's from, you know, like a high quality bread that adds to it. But generally, it's just something to hold it together. It's a platform, you know. You can toast it, make it taste better. Yeah, it gives a little bit of crunch or whatever. Not really, I've never been a big bread guy. But anyway, yeah, in the chicken salad sandwich, it's got to be toasted, and it's preferably just white bread. Although, you know, I'm open to all kinds. And then lastly, I put like a big slice of cold iceberg lettuce, not a slice, a piece of what is it? A leaf, whatever, a slice. What the hell? The iceberg lettuce, that's all. Nothing else, no tomato. I like tomato, but not on a chicken salad sandwich. And it's good. The thing's got mayonnaise. Oh, that's the other one. I skipped right over that. Mayo. I don't like mayonnaise, you know. I mean, generally. It's a thing, though. I hate it. But you know when I hate it is when it's oozing. And that's the problem. Human beings are way, way too heavy-handed with it. People will load up every sandwich. If you order mayonnaise on a sandwich anywhere, it's got way too much on it, almost always. You know, that's why I don't like when it starts oozing, when you bite down like on a chicken sandwich and it just oozes out the back, that grosses me out. I don't like it, you know. So I generally steer clear of the mayo. It's disgusting. I don't like it. But in small amounts, like in a chicken salad sandwich or in chicken salad, I mean, it's like a main component. But some people, of course, make it to it's almost like a soup. People ruin everything with their, like, you know, they don't, there's no, They don't hold back. You know, it's just like, oh, just I just want to eat mayonnaise right out of the jar, basically. So, but if you make, if it's made and it's just like, it's subdued, that's fine. I like chicken salad. And I like a chicken salad sandwich. And I like, sometimes when I go to Wendy's or when I go to Wendy's, I don't order without the mayo. I order without pickles. But I roll the dice. And sometimes I have to take like a straw or something and scrape the mayonnaise off the bun. Because they just take like a spatula and just slop it on there. That is gross. All right. Maybe that's not Regis caliber. I had to power through it a little bit. But, I have some stuff I want to share with you. I have some couple of phone calls, and I also have something I think you're going to enjoy. I'm going to add to the end of this thing. So, you know, I was going to make a whole episode out of that chicken salad sandwich thing. Kind of powered through it, but you get the idea. I can, you give me a subject, I can talk about it, you know. I mean, it's not as enjoyable as Regis, but, you know, he and I, we have a lot in common. It's been said many times before. All right, so a couple of phone calls came off the Surf Report hotline. First one is from Ian in Scotland. He's a regular caller, and here it is.
Hey, Jeff. It's Ian in Scotland here. A few things for you. Okay, I'm going to get the most contentious issue out of the way first. Yeah, your song, your relative song, Teddy Bear. That was spooky. I had to turn it off. I didn't listen to the whole thing. Made me feel dirty, unclean. It takes me back to the CB craze. We had it across here as well. And I remember one of my friends, he was at the same school, but he was a bit more well-to-do, better healed. And he had CB set up with a huge antenna sticking at the top of his roof. And I remember going home and saying, Dad, can I get a CB? Like, Dave. And I said, CB? What? CB. And I explained it, how you sit in your room and I could talk to complete strangers, pretend to be truckers. nowadays, we'd call them pedophiles, maybe. I don't know. I'm not saying everybody who was into CB radio was one of those types. But makes you think. So riding the teddy bear, that's, yeah, I had to switch that off. Anyway, and another thing on that show, it was early subscribers to technology. I'm with you, 100%. And it made me think about the yuppie phones. We had a thing here, the stockbrokers in the 80s with a slick back, wet look gel and braces. And I had these yuppie phones, early mobile phones, portable telephones. And they're like bricks. But these guys thought they were the bee's knees. They thought they were cool. So probably that feeling of coolness lasted for 6 months. And then the images just look ridiculous for eternity. So, there you go. It's something to be aware of if you're an early subscriber to technology. Also, if you'd waited a year, that phone wouldn't have cost £1,000 or dollars. Could have got a lot cheaper. Same as like TVs, computers, anything. You hung on for a while, it's not a drop in price. Also, these early subscribers, like these, I saw a thing on the side of a bus today. It was called The Must Have. It was like the must-see musical experience of the year, which I thought was an oxymoron. Must-see musical experience. That was an advertisement for Cats, which is maybe the worst film ever made. Third and last thing, back to technology, and I was thinking about, we think retro. So you said futuristic. Wow, look at that phone, look at that thing, it looks so futuristic. Futuristic looks. And then it becomes retro. I'm just wondering when that... Hey, Jeff, in Scotland, can't believe you cut me off. Anyway, we're saying futuristic and retro. And then I thought, is there such a thing now as futuristic? Not a word you hear a lot of. Anyway, that was that. Keep up the work. Cheers. Bye.
Yeah, the first part of that was so long it cut him off. He accused me of cutting him off, but, I'm not running the Google Voice system. But, so, thanks for the call, Ian. There's a couple things in there. You said teddy bear by my dear fifth cousin, or whatever he is, Red Savine. You said it made you feel unclean. Oh, man. Yeah, no, I get you. I get it. I understand what you're saying. I never really put it in, I never really thought of it that way, but I kind of, I'm on the same page, so thank you for that. Although, my second cousin first removed or whatever the shit it is, he's probably not very happy about it. CB, it blows my mind that the CB craze, the citizen band radio craze, was also going on in Scotland. I could have never predicted that. I never thought about that. That seems like an American thing. That sounds like, that just seems like rooted in America, Bunch of rednecks riding around with whip antennas on their cars. Breaker, good buddy. Let me get your ears on and all that shit. All that stuff. Man, it was like deeply rooted in, it was all redneck. As far as I can remember. I mean, I was a youngster when that happened, but it seemed like it was rooted deeply. It had deep roots in redneck. I don't know about Scotland. That seems bizarre to me, but thank you for that. Also, you're talking about early adopters of technology. Never was like that. I never was that kind of guy. And then you started talking about retro and futuristic. You're right. You're right. The future, back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, the future was always depicted as, I don't know, these guys would always wear it. What's the story with the jumpsuit? Is that what we were wearing in the future? It's like Adam Carolla says, is there no denim in the future? I never really thought about that, but whenever they depict the future, nobody's wearing denim. What is the story with that? So, you're right, though. There's no futuristic anymore. What is futuristic? Futuristic is now retro. What was once depicted as a futuristic style seems retro to us. You know what I mean? Oh, my brain's exploding. All right. Thanks for the call, Ian. I love all your calls. Lots of good stuff in there. I appreciate it. And second call came in from my good buddy, my Peaches Records and Tapes buddy, Eugene, who does the Wheeler's Dog podcast, which you should check out. It's available everywhere. Anywhere you get podcasts, it's there. Wheeler's Dog podcast. Eugene B. Sims. It's important that you put the B in there. I don't know. But anyway, he gave me a call, and here it is.
Hey, Jeff, this is Eugene from the Wheeler's Dog podcast. I haven't heard a Whistle Dick of the Week in quite a while. Yeah, whatever happened to that? Well, I came up with one today if you want to resurrect it. How about those people that when you're driving along in a 45 zone, or it doesn't really matter what speed you're going, somebody's sitting there, they see you, they see there's nothing behind you, and then they pull out in front of you only to go slower than what you were doing or driving at the speed, and then make a right or left turn just right down the road. Those should be your whistle dick of the week should you choose to reboot that Joker, which I miss it. Please bring it back.
The whistle dick of the week. Yep. I need to bring that back. That was kind of fun. Thing about it is, it feels like every episode is just 100% whistle dick of the week. I feel like I'm just bitching about everything from top to bottom, It's like the whistle dick of the week. What's different about that than then the first 27 minutes of this podcast, You're bitching about everything, from the beginning to the end. But, yeah, that was a good feature. I like that. I might have to bring it back. You're right about the driving. Oh, my God. People pull out. They pull out in front of you, and then they go slow, and then you're like, what the? And then they, oh, okay, I'm on totally on page, on the same page, all right? You know what else makes me insane? And I don't know if every place is like this. Okay, you know, around here, you have two lanes going one way, two lanes going the other way, and then there's a turning lane in the middle, right? So if you're getting ready to turn left, and you're going to have to go across the two lanes of traffic that are coming in the opposite direction, they have a turning lane. So you can pull out of the through traffic, so you're not blocking any traffic while you're waiting for an opening. You know what I'm saying? Are you with me on this? And then there are people. These people are maniacs. They should be thrown in prison. There are people, and this is not unusual, who will stop in the two right lanes, usually the second from the right. Closest to the middle, but not using that turn lane. They stop with their blinker on, blocking traffic. There's a turn lane right there, and they don't use it. They block traffic. It's like, what in the hell? I mean, it is designed for turning left. You know, there is a lane that is designed by engineers so that you can turn left and not block traffic. You know what I'm saying? And they turn from, they don't use the middle lane. They use one of the through lanes. Oh my God. It almost causes me to have an aneurysm. It happens all the time. There's all kinds of crazy shit that goes on around here. I mean, I know there's bad drivers everywhere, but I swear this place takes the cake. I mean, I can't believe it. I marvel at it. I've been here 20 years and I still can't believe it sometimes. The whole merging thing, I don't want to go off on that again, but people, I think everybody in northeastern Pennsylvania needs to be taken down to the, you know, maybe like the Wells Fargo Arena down in Wilkes-Barre. I don't know how much that place holds, maybe like 15,000 people. Maybe take them in 15,000 at a time, ever how long it takes, and have a class in merging onto the interstate. Just teach everybody how to do it, you know? And I don't know if it would take, it probably would. Everybody be like, I'm not some pencil neck geek telling me how to drive, you know? I mean, there'd be people resistant to it. It probably wouldn't do. It might help a little bit. So, I'm, you know, that's what I'm proposing. But you're right. What you described is maddening. And the whistle dick of the week, I'm going to bring that thing back. You're right about that, too. So thank both of you guys. I appreciate it. And if everybody listens to podcasts, you should bring the Wheeler's Dog podcast into your repertoire. You should do that for sure. You know, it's really good. He's hilarious. I've known him for a long time. We worked at Peaches Records together in Greensboro. Good guy. Check out his podcast. All right, we're at the end of this thing. Hope you enjoyed it. After this thing's over, I'm going to play a song for you that, all right, you know, producer Zip, who makes these podcasts sound semi-professional. I mean, I don't give him much to work with, but he makes them sound good. He has a podcast himself, the No Redeeming Qualities podcast. I've mentioned it many times. It is also very funny and highly recommended. That should also be in your repertoire. And you should do that today. You should go on there and add both those podcasts to your lists. And every year he has Zip and his partner, his podcast partner, Bob. They do a... instead of Shark Week, they choose some other animal, and they do a whole week of shows based on this animal in some way. This year, they're doing walrus. They're doing the walrus week, right? And they asked this band, this local band, they're in Texas, this local band to record like a sort of like a theme song for walrus week. And they recorded an entire song. Thing turned out to be great. In fact, it's gonna be added to Spotify. I heard. I'm trying to release this thing as a single. It started out as just like a quick little, they asked for just like a quick little theme song for their Walrus Week. And they turned it into like a full-blown song. And I want to play that for you afterwards. And you should check it out. It's very good. It's hilarious. Played it for my son. He was like laughing hysterically. So if you want to listen to that podcast, it's at nrqpodcast.com. NRQ, that's No Redeeming Qualities Podcast.com. And I'm going to play the, I'm going to ask Zip to add it to the end of this thing. So stick around, definitely listen to it. It is fantastic. All right. And we're at the end. And if you want two of these a week, patreon.com/JeffK is the way to do it. Head on over there. Sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation. They call it a patronage. And if you do it, you'll instantly gain access to all the previously recorded patron-only episodes. I do one of those every week for patrons, folks who support my efforts. They get an extra episode every week. So if you want to double down on the Surf Report podcast, and I can think of no reason, no logical reason why you wouldn't want to, you can do it today. Patreon.com/JeffK. And if you want to call in like Ian and Eugene, you can do that too. 570-290-8151 is the number. That's 570-290-8151. Give me a call 24 hours a day. And, you know, I'll use it on the air. I'll use it on the, well, it's not the air. I'll use it in the show. So unless it's, you know, just racial slurs, just somebody just shouting racial slurs, you know, I probably won't use that. But, you know, if you want to be a part of the show, do it. Call it today. And I have an email address, surfreportpod@gmail.com. So we're at the end of this thing. I hope you enjoyed it. Stick around for the song. You're going to love it. And until next time, you guys have yourselves a fine, fine day. I'll see you. Bye.
turn it off. I couldn't listen to the whole thing. Made me feel dirty, unclean.